Free the Beagle, A Journey to Destiné. Chapter 1, Town Square.
The lawyer ran down the checklist in his mind as rapidly as his feet marched down the sidewalk. He saw the shoeshine chair, the clock, the newspaper stand. The courthouse was just ahead. Papers. He could feel his briefcase jangling at the end of his arm, but had he remembered to place the documents inside? He stopped succinctly, spread his kerchief smoothly across the top of the newspaper stand, and lowered his black leather case upon it. He dialed the combination. Click, click. Yes, correctly bound and properly stored. Shoes polished? He looked down. His own stern reflection glared back at him from twin black mirrors. He wasn't unfriendly, whatever people might say. No, he was dignified. And busy, very busy. It was just too bad people couldn't tell the difference. He felt the familiar cold bulge ticking beneath his left vest pocket. Tick, 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 tick. But was it accurately set? A gold chain dragged the helpless timepiece from its place of slumber, and a discriminating eye compared its jerking second hand to that of the official clock in the exact center of Town Square. Precision. Satisfied, he returned the watch to its proper place, its crystal face turned inward for protection. He looked up to admire the courthouse and rang his tongue smoothly across his teeth. But what was this? The headline stared across the counter at him, King's Son to be Tested. How the kingdom had buzzed when the king's son had been found. But no time to think of that now. He folded his crisp kerchief into six starched squares and placed it directly over his heart. A place for everything and everything in its place. Plan your work and work your plan. Good enough never is.